Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So you also identify as the lone wolf, empath. So who's the empath? Lone wolf. So what's the lone wolf, empath? What's the lone wolf? And,
well, yeah, you know, last year I was going through a depressive time, and I'm a spiritual person, and I had kind of forgotten a little bit about my spiritual path, which will go on, right, when you're going in those dark places. And so I googled, like, what's the spiritual meaning of depression? And it's a dark night of the soul. Oh yes, okay, that made me feel, oh, I'm going through this dark night of the soul. There's going to be something really great on the other side. We just got to get through this little bit. Let's say it was my first time, because I've noted this term before. Oh, yeah, that's what it is again. Okay, we're in that. And then I was typing up this newsletter for my email subscribers. And as I was typing, I was talking about loneliness. And I was like, it's kind of like lone wolf. Being a lone wolf. And this, as I was typing, I was like, this is the energy I need to embrace. This lone wolf energy. Okay. You're on your own. You're by yourself. I have, like, the depression was based in a sense of loneliness. It was losing parts of my family, losing relationships, being just very alone on my own. You know, being a person who is an online coach, and so you're very isolated in that realm as well. And I don't know, it just popped in lone wolf energy. Oh. And I just ran with it. And
pardon the pun. Sorry.
Yes. That one. And I was Googling lone wolf, and it just seemed like everything else that was out there was kind of like making it seem like some dark, sad thing to be. Like, I don't want it to be like that. I want this to be an empowering way of giving yourself permission, right? Like, once again, I give you permission to be this way. And a lot of empathic people have experienced those periods of loneliness because they find themselves alone. Because the people around them, once they start to set boundaries, they find themselves very isolated and alone with nobody. They got to restart over. And so why not embrace that and be okay with that? And that's what got me out. That's what got me through this dark night, was the lone wolf energy. Was just saying it's okay. Like, just totally, total acceptance. No judgment about this way of life right now. So what if I spend 90% of my time alone? I'm doing some deep work right now. Something is going to come out of this. And yeah, I attach the empath, a lone wolf empath, to that, because a lot of empathic people do experience this loneliness and aloneness. So I wanted to attach that power of a lone wolf with that term, you know?
Yeah, I can see the empowerment that it's bringing in, and really feels empowering, because I can imagine there's somewhat of a vicious cycle for empaths in particular when they start to identify that, and I'm using the word they.
Right? I know.
When we get to the point where it's like, touch with the, you start to identify the healthy need for boundaries, and then like you said, you start ending up more and more isolated. Or, and you might not even be able to identify the healthy need for boundaries, but you might just start to feel energetically that you're just tired of taking stuff on. And so you just retreat further and further and further and further and further and further into yourself. It's interesting though, because when you usually describe the term empath, it feels kind of like, oh yeah, like it's all about connectivity, right? It's got this connectivity frequency. And then you've got this lone wolf frequency. Yeah, is there a reconciliation between the both?
You're connecting with yourself. This is the path towards honoring your own needs, right? Like without any distractions around, now you come back to sitting with your own feelings. There's no one else around. It's just you. So now you're here to do this work. What do I need? How am I feeling? Reparenting myself, giving myself what I always needed to give myself, reconnecting with my creativity and my passions and the things that I've always wanted to do, because now I have all this space to do what I want to do. So it's a connection to yourself. That's what's happening.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
But wolves are generally pack animals. So lone wolf, is it something that we develop to understand our needs, fill up our own cup and install our boundaries in a really healthy way and then reintegrate back into the pack? Or is it something that we identify with, carry, helps us? Is it like for a certain period and then we reintegrate into the pack? Or is it something that actually determines our trajectory going forward? Have we a random question? I know.
And there's no rules. You decide what you want to do. We're born into a pack. We usually veer off. There are, like, in the wild, 30% of wolves are dispersers. That's the term that they use. They're dispersers. Lone wolves.
What does that mean? Oh, the lone wolves.
They go off on their own. They go off on their own for whatever various reasons. Probably mainly because of survival, because there wasn't enough food in the air in their pack to go around, so they had to go off on their own for survival, or also too much competition for mating, so they went off, and also to be able to mate outside of their pack, so they could have more diversity in their gene pool. I did a little research on it.
I like it. I can imagine. You know? There's a.
So you usually go off on your own, right? Like a lot of lone wolf personalities, they'll probably go off on their own. As soon as they could move out of the home, they're out of there. They're like, I'm doing my own thing. And then the purpose is to find their own pack. So maybe they found their own family and developed that. But then there's a pattern here, or something's going to happen where it's probable that they could disperse again on their own, right? So this could happen a few times in your lifetime when you go through these periods. Then maybe you pack up again, and then maybe you pack up again to go out on your own, right?
There's a strengths and traits of the lone wolf or the lone wolf empath. How can they leverage that to lead more fulfilling lives, I guess? Because I imagine they make for some good leaders. They can lead themselves in and out of certain situations.
Leading of themselves, yeah. More of a teacher, maybe, than a leader. I don't think they would like to be leaders that much than a teacher. Like an inspired leader. That's by default.
And is that the main? Is that the main thing you think? One more sir. Suited to?
No. I did a video on this one too. I said, why would not make a leader? Why would not be a leader? Because we don't really like groups that much. We don't like to be like the head person of a bunch of people. That's too much, especially as an empathic person. No, we don't want to take on that role. We just, I'll be over here. You can come ask me some questions, but I'm not taking over anything. Right? Like more like a shaman or let's say an elder, right? Like in indigenous groups, like somebody who's just there to give guidance, but not necessarily be the tell everyone what to do or be that.
You've mentioned creative pursuits quite a few times in this podcast. Suited towards creativity as well, if you're the lone wolf in some ways.
What's that?
Suited towards creativity for yes. The lone wolf. Yeah.
Yes. It is a lifeline. It is a lifeline to our existence. For me, anyway. Since I was born, I've had a passion for music and movement of my body and art and the beauty of art and catching things that, you know, that other people don't see. Hearing things in a certain way that other people don't hear.
I hope you're thoroughly enjoying this moment from a full-length podcast we've got here on The Inspired Evolution. If you are intrigued and so-called, check out the full episode to where you're listening to this podcast now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloane.